This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Missing baggage, disrupted itineraries, and disputed refunds are all common complaints about airlines. CPR's Paolo Jansita reports the state will now be able to investigate those complaints directly.
Under a new partnership with the U.S. Department of Transportation, state attorneys general will now have authority to investigate complaints against airlines, ticket agents, and other travel companies regulated by the federal government. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser said states' involvement will help complaints get addressed quicker.
Without this protocol in place, we didn't know what the status was, and it did take years to get a resolution. We now have a system in place that will help us protect consumers.
25 states and territories have signed into the partnership, with more likely to join. I'm Paolo Jansita, CPR News.
The latest report on Aurora's consent decree found the Aurora Police Department missed deadlines on bias training in February. Some of that dealt with the use of force, as well as decision-making and de-escalation. The report said Aurora Police have made substantial progress. The city and the state attorney general's office set out to reform Aurora's public safety following the death of Elijah McClain. The Glenwood Hot Springs Resort is almost ready to unveil the largest expansion project in its history. The 188-year old resort will open its new Yampa Mineral Baths area in late May after more than a year of work. The new additions include 5 swimming pools, an outdoor lounging area, and a restored drinking spring. It will be open to all ages early in the day, then become adults only for the evening. Copper Mountain is joining the list of Colorado ski resorts extending their season. Copper Mountain was slated to close April 28th, but after getting 2 feet of snow during Monday night's storm, the resort says it will be open into mid-May. Eldora also extended their season after a major storm last month. This is CPR News NKRCC.